From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Congressional Democrats are looking to gain traction on health care this week as criticism of a White House plan to overhaul the system heats up. One of the most contentious points is the public option. Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois says he understands the motive for the growing opposition.
Understand the health insurance companies hate this public option, as Dale Bumpers used to say, like the devil hates holy water, because it means that there's going to be a force in place there that is going to put in competition and keep costs under control.
But his Republican colleague, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, says the White House needs to offer consumers a system like that used by Congress.
For members of Congress, you get a choice between various insurance coverages that suit your family's needs and at a price that you want to buy it at. So I think that ought to be our goal. This whole ideological fixation on the public option is just that. It's not a practical solution to the problem.
Both men appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. President Obama continues his campaign this week for sweeping change to the country's health care system. His interview airs on CBS's 60 Minutes tonight, and Tuesday, Mr. Obama will lobby for support in Pittsburgh at the AFL-CIO convention. 2 days later, Mr. Obama will attend a rally in College Park, Maryland. A co-defendant of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich has died. A local official says Kelly's death was being investigated as a suicide. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebor reports.
Chris Kelly was charged along with Blagojevich and four others when prosecutors indicted the former governor earlier this year. But it was not the first case against Kelly. He'd been charged in 2007 for tax fraud and using money from his company to pay gambling debts. He pleaded guilty rather than cooperate with prosecutors' investigation into Blagojevich's administration. He was charged in a second indictment with rigging contracts for his roofing company. Again, he refused to cooperate. He pleaded guilty to those charges Tuesday, and standing in front of the judge, he said he was under a lot of pressure right now. The medical examiner has not released a cause of death, but an autopsy is scheduled for sometime today. Blagojevich is in New York, where he's been promoting his new book. He released a statement saying he's saddened by the news and he's praying for Kelly's family. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebor in Chicago.
Firefighters are getting closer to fully containing the largest ever blaze in Los Angeles County. They expect the fire to be under control within a couple of weeks. The Station Fire, north of Los Angeles, is 84% contained. It has burned more than 250 square miles and destroyed dozens of homes in more than 2 weeks. The fire also killed two firefighters. Yesterday, they were honored at a memorial service attended by thousands of firefighters from across the country. Meanwhile, investigators continue their search for the arsonist responsible for setting the blaze. This is NPR. The first senior European Union delegation to visit Zimbabwe since 2002 says relations between the two have entered a new phase, but that a return to full cooperation will require genuine implementation of a power-sharing deal. More on this from NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton.
President Robert Mugabe welcomed the European Union delegation with open arms, he said. It was a distinct change in tone from his harsh words on the eve of the visit, when he again accused hostile Western nations of wanting to recolonize Zimbabwe and crippling the economy with targeted sanctions. But this first meeting in 7 years was clearly an icebreaker and signaled a thaw in relations. However, Sweden's development minister Gunilla Carlsson said more reforms were needed and that the key to Zimbabwe's re-engagement with Europe was the full implementation of last year's power-sharing agreement. She added that sanctions against Mugabe and his allies would not be lifted until human rights abuses ended. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Congressional Democratic leaders this week are expected to ask their colleagues to pass a resolution of disapproval against Republican Representative Joe Wilson. The South Carolina lawmaker is under pressure to apologize to Congress on the record for his outburst during President Obama's speech on Capitol Hill last week. The U.S. Open is reviewing Serena Williams' tirade against a line judge at the end of her loss to Kim Clijsters in last night's semifinal match. A footfault was called on a second serve as Williams was 2 points from defeat. Williams went off on the judge, screaming and cursing. She was docked a point, ending the match. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.